My only concern is that it is the ruling party, and therefore it's like having a captain throwing tantrums in the driver's seat. And that, of course, is a concern, because then the ship of state is not stable. It's not so much about the concern about succession, but it has nothing to do with that. But it has assumed such acrimonious levels that the center is not holding. And because the center is not holding, it is avoiding certain critical national decisions that are important for the people of Zimbabwe. You can't be fighting while its room is burning, you know, and that's my concern. But otherwise, it is their problem.
Now that Amaim Juru has entered the race for the 2018 presidential election, she claimed in an interview with us that there are actually members from your party that are joining her. What is your take on that?
Oh, bloody, anyone can join a party of their choice. It's not a claim of victory if you have a few members from the opposition joining you. It's not a claim of victory at all. As far as I'm concerned, those who want to go and join it may have found it necessary to go and join it. Not because of anything other than the fact that it's a new thing. But for us, we have a solid base. And I can tell you, Blessing, we wish you well, join the political fray. Welcome to the opposition politics in Zimbabwe. Let's hope that she will realize that what she has been part of is what has caused this country to be where it is.
And lastly, Zimbabweans might want to know, are you willing to work with her as well as other opposition parties to form a coalition of some sort to challenge Mr. Mugabe?
It's a perennial question which is of no substance to continue emphasizing. I have said over and over again, the MDC welcomes working with all opposition parties to get rid of this. And if Maim Juru is willing to do this, and any other opposition party, they are welcome.